Also come to order. Chief Kirk will call the roll.
You know, Representative Brown, leadership and the doormen are the only ones that get that.
Okay.
Doesn't go out for full. Baker.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger. Blake.
Here.
Blevins.
Here.
Lickry. Brown,
here.
Burkhart,
here.
Bird,
here.
Campbell,
here.
Kennedy,
here.
Coleman,
here.
Connolly,
here.
Davison,
here.
Eklund,
here.
Esquivel,
Feiler,
Freeman,
here.
Gay,
here.
Gingery,
here.
Goggles,
here.
Greer,
here.
Green,
here.
Halverson,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harvey,
here.
Hunt,
here.
Hutchings,
Yagi,
Kasparik, Kirkbride,
here.
Croker,
here.
Krohn,
here.
Larson,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
Miller,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Northrup,
yes.
Patton,
here.
Paxton,
here.
Petroff,
here.
Pieperinen,
here.
Reeder,
here.
Simlick,
here.
Summers,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Throne, Wallace,
here.
Walters,
here.
Watt,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
60 present.
The prayer of today is offered by our own minority floor leader, Representative Throne.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Creator, as we begin what is expected to be our last day together in this glorious capital, please bless our work. Please help us to appreciate the honor of serving the people of Wyoming and serving this great state. Bless us as we continue on our way home, back to our families, back to our jobs, and back to our lives in the regular world. And as we prepare to leave and we prepare to finish our work, please help us to follow your teachings, to clothe everything in love, which binds us together in perfect harmony. And please remind us that we are all members of your body, neither Republican nor Democrat, but all children of God. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, you may have received some presents on your desk from what the video shows is two senators and three representatives. I remind you that there are thousands of dollars of computer equipment on the desks around the room, and each one of the desks, it cost us $8,000 to purchase and have built, so please do not fill them and use them in the manner for which they're intended, unless they're outside. These are outside toys, not inside toys. Chairman Teeter's privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just follow up to your previous comments, there is one member of the body that could actually use those diapers, and I have a box over here. And Everett Teeter's is currently using a size 4, and we'll be using a size 5 soon, so we would appreciate it.
Representative Esquivel.
Oh, Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Ladies and gentlemen, the second, 62nd, one of my fellow workers brought his son down here to watch us this morning. It's Paul and David James up here in the north balcony.
Welcome to the House. Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the South Gallery, all the way from Casper, Wyoming, number one on your license plate, number one in your heart. Coming down for a bill signing today, my House Bill 95, Railroad Crossings, is Christy Delgado, who operates some of this machinery from the Burlington Northern. Please welcome Christy.
Chairman Lockhart, for your annual privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and for my annual privilege of the floor, 13 years in a row on the last day of the session, and I hope to heck it's our last day, I introduce a lady that's come all the way from Candlewood Motel to our balcony, my right, your left, my wife, Lynn, and to the new members. She knits while she's up there, and the secret is, if you stick to your knitting, you get something done. Show us what you've got.
Representative Hutchings, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate that. We have, my husband and I, two friends that have we've gotten to know. They're here via California. April and Greg Davison up there in the West Wing right in front of Lynn. Just want to say hello.
Welcome to the House. Wrote that order of business of Journal Committee report.
The Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 25, 2013 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed by Representatives Filer and Winters.
Our nurses of the day are Kimberly Glasscock and Peggy Highslope from the Wyoming State Hospital. Ladies, welcome. We're at that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 433, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below failed to pass the Senate on third reading, and the vote indicated House Bill 35, Search and Rescue Operations, I-6, Nose 24, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 434, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 41, Wild Bison Licenses. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows. Ayes 16, Nose 14. The Senate respectfully asked the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Message number 435, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 177, Hathaway Success Curriculum. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows. And there were 23 ayes, 7 noes. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 436, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below. By the vote indicated, Senate file number 153, Unemployment Compensation, Direct Sales, ayes 27, noes 2, 1 excused, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 437, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendment to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 160, pesticides, ayes 18, noes 12, Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 438, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendment to the bill listed below. Senate File 136, seismic exploration, dash 3, ayes 19, noes 11, Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 439, concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 47, school finance amendments. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 5, noes 25. The Senate requests the House to appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 440. Conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 47. The Senate conferees are Senator Coe, Chairman, Senator J.D. Anderson, and Senator Rothfuss. Signed, Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 442, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 61, Revisers Bill, ayes 29, noes 1. Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 444, Joint Committee Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 77, Wyoming Lottery. The Senate adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed by the vote indicated. It was ayes 17, noes 13. Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 445, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 91, Statewide Education Accountability, Phase 1. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. 27 ayes, 3 noes. Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 446, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 75, Honor Farm Horse Program. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. The message number 447, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. Speaker, Senate File number 83, Medicaid Fraud Recovery. The Senate adopted a Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, which is ayes 29, noes 0, and excused 1. Message number 448, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 90, Administrative Control of Acquired Institutional Lands. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 23, noes 7, Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 449, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 66, Municipal Solid Waste Facilities. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee 1 report on the bill listed above by the following votes indicated. Ayes 28, noes 2, Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Joining us this morning is Wyoming Boy State Governor Zach Hall and Girl State Governor Katie Hoffensberger. The American Legion Boy State and American Legion Auxiliary Girl State program teach students how government works while developing leadership skills and an appreciation for their rights as citizens. Zach is a 17-year-old student at Cheyenne Central's High School. He has a 4.0 GPA and is president of the National Honor Society and a National Merit Scholar finalist. Zach has been awarded the UW Trustees Scholarship and is a finalist for the Thomas Jefferson Scholarship at the University of Virginia. He is a 3-time tennis letterman, 2-time All-State tennis player, and an academic letterman. He plans to major in mathematics. Katie is also a senior at Cheyenne Central High School. She's captain of the varsity tennis team and placed 3rd at state championship this year. She plans on majoring in chemical engineering and has also received the trustee scholarship to the University of Wyoming. Please help me in welcoming these two outstanding students to the chamber. Governors, if you'd like to address us.
Hi, I'm Katie. The Girl State experience was great for me. I absolutely loved it. I got to meet so many special girls who were motivated just like I was. And we spent a week, 97 delegates, including myself, immersed in an education of both the spirit and the function of the government in the country. And we started off being separated into cities, and in those cities we held elections for mayor and various other positions. And then we were separated into branches of government. So there was the judicial court system, the legislative House of Representatives, the legislative Senate. I was a member of the Senate. And we... We tried to follow the actual Senate procedures that would be used during our meetings, and we discussed and debated and voted on the bills that delegates had submitted for us. And we also worked with political parties, and we learned the function and how those operate during our elections. And girls could run for positions like governor, U.S. representative, U.S. senator, Supreme Court justice. But aside from all the government aspects of Girl State, the part that touched me the most was the spiritual stuff that we participated in. We learned how to properly fold the American flag, and we held flag raising and flag lowering ceremonies every morning and evening. And we wore red poppies, and we also had many guest speakers who spoke to us and instilled an admiration and an appreciation in the men and women who have served and are serving this country. And it was sobering for me to really look back and think of all the sacrifices other people have made to ensure prosperous futures for youths like myself. And I was most touched during our evening retreats. And at these retreats, we would dedicate at least half an hour to respecting and recognizing men and women who have given things up to better our lives. And at each retreat, girls would creatively find ways to recognize the men and women who have given things up. And it wasn't just those who have served in the military. It was also those who have served in government positions like you guys that we really appreciated for offering us such good futures. And Girl State completely changed my outlook on both the country itself and what the country has to offer me. And I absolutely loved the experience. It was such a pleasure to participate in it. And I'm so grateful to be going back next year as governor. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us today. I just want to preface what I have to say with saying that along with being governor, I was also Speaker Pro Tem of the House. So, so my experience with Boys State was very similar to Katie's experience with Girls State. And I'm going to talk about what I got out of that experience. We were simulated into a situation much like you all are here. Obviously, it was just a simulation, and it didn't have the ramifications that it does here. But it was phenomenal experience. Mutual respect was imperative during this in order for us to conduct business professionally, ethically, and effectively. We also had an opportunity to hear from speakers, as Katie said, including one who had received the Congressional Gold Medal for his service, and then another who had been a part of the Bataan Death March, as well as many others. And that just really put a lot of things in perspective for me, and it was something that I was really able to take to heart. I also had the opportunity to form a strong brotherhood with about 85 other juniors from across the state, some of whom I had met from previous activities, but most of whom I had never met, and now I form a strong brotherhood with them. And these are some of the most driven, intelligent, and goal-oriented juniors I'd ever met in my life, and so they're able to build me up, and we were all able to boost each other in our goals and being able to work together. And they challenged me to be better in my everyday life, even when they're not with me today. Along with teaching me how to work in state legislature, and also in an executive position like governor, it also encouraged me to exhibit civic virtue in my everyday life and to participate, or when I'm at the age that I'm able to, I'm only 17 right now, but to participate in government as well as I'm able to, and taught me a lot about public service. I was also fortunate enough to attend Boys Nation, which was just like Boys State, but just on a larger scale. And these gentlemen that I was able to meet at Boys Nation were also extremely driven, and many of them have goals to serve their communities in public service positions as you are. And it was just great to see how motivated everybody was there. So I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank also Representative Zwanitzer, who is a big helper at Boys State, and just for showing me everything great about our state government and how everything works. So thank you for having me.
Thank you both for sharing with us. We wish you both the best of luck in your future endeavors. Representative Yagi, privilege of the floor.
Thank you. Just want to brag these two up, and they are representatives of the 90 about that we had in the Boys State and similar number in Girls State. They had a chance to divide into the House, the Senate, and into the courts. Representative Peasley takes care of the courts. Representative Zwanitzer was in the Senate, I was in the House, and what we need from you guys is more to show up. And next year is the 65th anniversary of the Boys State, and they really would like to get, Dan was saying, some, or Representative Zwanitzer, around 40, 45. There's a handout in your box that I put together, and on the back is a bill. Each one of these young men and women have to run for an office, just the same offices that we're running for, and in the county, and the state offices, and then they have to have a bill. So each one of them has to have one of these bills. And you can see there's a lot of fun going on, and there's some pretty serious ones. So what I'm putting a plug in, not only for these young people and the tremendous things that they learned, but we'd like you to come and help. When you have one person in each chamber, they just don't get the help they need. As we go through the whole bill presenting process, first, second, third reading, we need you guys to help. And you can see the dates on top. Takes me 5 hours to drive from Lyman to Douglas, and some of you guys are a lot closer than that. We really would appreciate you coming, even if you can only give a day. They just would really appreciate, and I think we can even make it better. Representative Swanitzer, got to plug him. He's been doing this for, 10 years or so? And he's been the head honcho of trying to keep it going. There's a quote from Ron Wood, the head of the Veterans National Guard, and he's in here. This is a tremendous program. I think Representative Halverson has been helping with the Girls State. Do you want to say if that'd be okay? Mr.
Representative Halverson, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hi, Katie. Welcome. To see you. I've been working at Girls State for about 8 years now, along with Chief Clerk Benskin. These kids get down into the precinct level. They learn what precinct committee people are. They conduct elections in their cities, and then for the county, state, and national offices. So it's a wonderful experience for these girls and boys. And I hope to see a lot of legislators at Girls State and Boys State this year. Girls State is the week prior or after Boys State. It's June 9th to 15th in Powell at Northwest Community College. And join us. Getting to know these kids just restores your faith and gives us a lot of hope for the future. So welcome. See you in Powell.
Representative Esquivel, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In our West and South galleries, we have some Boy Scouts visiting us. They're here making their annual report to the governor, and they're representing Eagle Scouts from Longs Peak Council, Central Wyoming Council, Trapper Trails Council, and Grand Teton Council. And their leader is Carrie Anson. Welcome to that.
Welcome to the House. Madam Speaker Pro Tem.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to remind everyone to pick up your photographs today. Anytime between 8 and 5, I think it's 10:30 now, and it will be in the basement conference room if you'd like to get that taken care of. So, thank you.
Conference Committee on Senate File 47 will be Patton, Chairman, Teeters, and Harshman. Right. With that order of business, assigning of enrolled acts. First enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 113, being original House Bill 127.
Enrolled Act number 113 from original House Bill 127, an act relating to veterans.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 113, being original House Bill 127. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 114, being original House Bill 66.
Enrolled Act number 114 from original House Bill 66, an act relating to public health and safety.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 114, being original House Bill 66. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 115, being original House Bill 77.
Enrolled Act number 115 from original House Bill 77, an act relating to lotteries.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 115, being original House Bill 77. I have so signed. Chairman Zwanitzer, do you feel like Columbus finally getting to America? There is no Chairman's Wanitzer. All right, I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 116, being original House Bill 91.
Enrolled Act number 116 from original House Bill 91, an act relating to education accountability.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 116, being original House Bill 91. I have so signed. Brothers and sisters, although the goal is to get out today, you might see that our brothers and sisters down the hall did some interesting things, and so it may take a whole nother day. We'll do what we can to get out the door today, but there are no guarantees. With that order of business, of request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message for our consideration is message number 434 on House Bill 41. Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 434 to House Bill 41. I've spoken with the bringer of the bill, and I'll just let him explain our position and urge you to vote for it. Thanks.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Just to remind you what House Bill 41 was about, it was about wild bison licenses. And in my community, and particularly the Jackson Hole bison herd, we're trying to get that herd. It sits right now at about 900. The management goal is to get it to 500. What we're trying to do is make sure that we don't get into a situation like Montana where you have bison overrunning your state. And so we need to limit those numbers in that herd. What this bill did was, right now you can shoot one bison per lifetime. What the bill did was split that up and say one bull license per lifetime, but then a cow-calf every 5 years. So hopefully that will reduce the number of bison in the herd. They were okay with the bill, but they added something to it. All the bills that dealt with the Second Amendment seem to have not come to full fruition on the other side. So they were looking for something to attach this to, and it didn't seem to attach real well. They tried it, I think, on the school finance bill, but somehow one of them must have finally figured out that you actually shoot bison with things called firearms. So they decided to stick a Second Amendment provision on this. So what they have done is put $250,000 appropriated into the Attorney General's office to defend against any cases in which somebody from the federal government tries to take away your right to own a hunting rifle. I haven't actually heard that as a proposal by anyone, but in case it was, that's what they were doing. I know it's a strange little amendment, but here's the deal. We really need the wild bison bill, and I wish they hadn't put this on there. We don't really have time to go to a conference committee, and it doesn't really matter because they've made it clear that they're very strongly for the Second Amendment. If we want to kill it, then they're going to make it clear that we are, I guess, not in for that. The $250,000 goes down into the Attorney General's office. There's not going to be a case because it's not going to happen. So essentially what you're doing is putting some money in a coffee can. It reverts back on June 30th, 2014. So actually you can see it as it's just we're saving $250,000 in a specific coffee can. But what I want you to focus on is the wild bison bill is important. It's important that we get that herd managed. I don't think the amendment actually does any damage or does anything. It's a little odd to have stuck it on here. Their rules committee spoke on germaneness, and they ruled that it was germane because it had to do with bison, and you hunt bison with rifles. So I'm not sure if our rules committee would have read the rules in the same manner. That's the explanation.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a needed bill. I'm really not happy with the gaming, the face-saving tactics that you'd to include a form of support for protecting our gun rights, our Second Amendment rights. But the bill is to help get the numbers of buffalo down, the game and fish, the Teton. Department of Interior have worked very hard on this, and so this goal is in reach of what the good representative is bringing. Again, I'm not happy with the tactic, but with the time running out, I just suggest we approve a good bill for the management of the buffalo. Thank you.
Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My issue concerns whether or not this amendment is germane or not, and I know what the Senate did yesterday. I was over there to watch it. And I think we have better lawyers over here than they do. And I don't know if we need to talk this over or what. But to me, you know, I'm all for the hunting of bison and everything, but whether or not this is germane and whether it follows a constitutional requirement, it's a little beyond me. So thank you.
Chairman Madden, are you asking for a Rules Committee determination? Chairman Teeters.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I think that's important, and I would call for that. And the reason why is if we pass this bill with a unconstitutional provision in it, then the good chairman of judiciary will lose his bill anyway. And so I think it's appropriate for us to consider that at this point. I would call for the Rules Committee.
Would the Rules Committee join me? Thank you. The chair will rule after consultation with the Rules Committee and LSO attorneys that it is beyond the scope of the House's authority at this point to determine whether the amendment is germane or not. So we are back on the bill. Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, fellow members, I serve on the Wyoming Brucellosis Coordination Team, and one of the priorities of that team was to make sure that we can manage that herd of bison. So I do believe I do believe this bill is important. It's unfortunate that this was tagged onto this bill, but I do believe the bill is important. Thank you.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to say that I'm happy that we found where to draw the line in the sand when it comes to challenging the federal government, that this is the issue that was finally important enough to say, hey, we're not going to take it anymore. So, in all seriousness, I mean, I think it is kind of a ridiculous amendment, but it's an important bill, so I'm going to support the bill, and I would ask that that you do the same.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is an important bill. I recognize the importance of this bill, but when we pass these things, we are making law, and we can't let anything slip by that doesn't stand the test of what it needs to be. So unfortunately, I have to recommend that the body vote against this.
And Chairman Teeters, you asked for the Rules Committee before, but for your first time on debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That was point of order. I should have prefaced that when I said that. In my mind, we have to weigh out whether or not we can go another year and fix this problem next year, balanced with are we going to allow this to pass the way it's written. And I need some compelling evidence from the sponsor or other members that the balance of waiting another year outweighs us allowing the body across the hall to do this.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This language is ludicrous on so many fronts that I don't know that we need to spend a lot of time on it. But I also doubt that anything will happen with it, as the good chairman of Judiciary said. So even though we don't like it, it might not be worth killing the bill because of this language that in the end won't do anything anyway.
Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think the rule is you can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. So why in the world we would allow them to have this kind of tactics and get away with it? If we just reject this, they want to go home more than we do, and we'll go back down the hall and fix it. But this is tagging, and they're playing a game with us, and I don't think we ought to put up with it. Thanks.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a word on the money, really. I mean, it's not going to get spent. There probably won't be $1 that's spent. It'll revert next year. And so if that's a concern of yours that it's more money, I guess I'd like to just lay those concerns back. So, because it is a good bill, and it is a goofy tactic, a poison pill, if you will. But the bill's probably worth passing, I think, because the money won't get spent.
Representative Reeder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, I too think this is a great bill, and it's unfortunate that we have to really go to these kind of tactics. And I cannot support this because I think this is really questioning our principles. And if we just allow this to happen, what's going to happen next year? So I'm against concurrence. Thank you.
Representative Swanitz or Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Asking you to vote no on concurrence. And mine's philosophical, that we really need to respect the process and institution of the body. And I know that it's the other body down the hall found this within their rules, and on a 16-14 vote, they believe it must be okay. But I know it's a great bill, but I think at the end of the day, the long-term ramifications of us letting this go on outweigh this single piece of legislation. In my mind, I mean, I pitch. It might be constitutional, I'm not sure, but I don't like the process, and I think this body needs to make a statement that it is about the process more than an individual bill for the long-term sake and the health of the legislature. And I mean, we're not killing the bill necessarily if we vote no. We're saying we want to go to concurrence. Just like any other bill, this is a pretty massive amendment that, you know, changes the bill a little, you know, arguably it changes it a whole lot or not at all, depending if you think this amendment's going to do anything. But I think it's worth at least us following the process that we would have on any other bill that says we should vote no, we should see what the Senate's thinking, we should go to a conference committee, and that's our role as being, you know, a co-equal branch of government and a balance with the other branch of the legislature. So I'd ask you to vote no.
Representative Hutchins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I voted for the bill, but I'm a little concerned. I campaigned long and hard on good principles and good values, and I see this type of thing happening in D.C., and I'd hate to see us as a body start to tag on things like we've done here with this bill, $250,000 for defense of the Second Amendment. It just really bothers me. I want to vote for the bill, but on principle, I'm going to have to say no to the concurrence.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, and after you're finished, would you come up to the chair?
Mr. Speaker, we need to be a little bit pragmatic about this. I don't like this tone. I don't like to see this start where there's some sort of competitive atmosphere between us and the other body. I don't think that's the way we do our business. I think we consider each question that comes before us on the merits and on the issues as we see them. So, two thoughts. Number one, a thought that's already been met. Well, number one, you've got a bill here that everybody says is a good bill. And so the question is, can we get done what we want to get done? Can we accomplish our objective? And I would submit we can on two bases. Number one has already been articulated. That money is just going to sit in a sequestrated account for a couple of years, and it's going to revert to the general fund. And actually, if there came up some question, which nobody can imagine what it would be, but if there came up some question where there was a Second Amendment legal challenge that we wanted to be involved in, the money's there for that. But unless it's used for that, in a couple of years it's going to revert. Now, finally, one thought. Article 3, Section 24 of the Constitution. That's what really comes into play here. No bill except appropriations bills and bills for codification and general revision of laws, so it's none of those. So, paraphrasing a little bit, no bill shall be passed containing more than one subject, which shall be clearly expressed in its title. That's the first half. The second half, but if any subject is embraced in any act which is not expressed in the title, such act shall be void only as to so much thereof as shall not be so expressed. So, if in the end it's determined judicially, I guess, that the title of this bill was not broad enough to encompass the amendment that was put on the bill, then the amendment goes, but the bill survives in its original form. So, when you think about all that pragmatically, I'm going to vote to concur because I think the greater question is, can we get what we want to accomplish, which is addressing the bison situation? We can get that. The worst that can happen is that the amendment's ruled unconstitutional, in which case the amendment fails, but the bill still survives. The next worst would be, well, the money never gets spent, and so at the end of the period, it reverts to the general fund. So that's why on balance, I'm going to vote for concurrence. Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. So we're down to the last day. We're tired. They're apparently tireder on the other end. And we've got some last-day gymnastics going on, and that's what it is. And if it's material, if it has a real effect, if these types of poison pills do harm to the bill, then we can stop that if we want to. But I'm urging you on this bill, in this occasion, not to do that. This is a good bill. And they put in a political statement as a poison pill to get us to have exactly this debate. To say that there's a political statement in there and the House doesn't agree with that political statement. Well, I agree with the political statement, but think about the practical effect of that political statement. It's meaningless. So we need to weigh what we're doing with the practical effects of this poison pill that was placed in this bill. And I urge you not to sacrifice good legislation for a few words which are just a political statement. Think about the cost in terms of time and effort that the sponsor of this bill went through to get this bill through the system and to this point. Think about the good legislation that we would lose just because we got manipulated into a point where we didn't concur on this bill. I urge us not to victimize ourselves and our bills and be manipulated by poison pills which have meaningless effect. If this part of that bill is unconstitutional, the court strikes that out and moves ahead. But I urge you to pass this legislation because it's good legislation. It's just got a little extra decoration on it. Anyone else for your first time? First time. Second time. Second time prior to the sponsor. Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The question was asked, what would happen if the bill doesn't make it? Here's the issue, is that we're at the population of 900 now. Without increasing the hunting pressure on this population, the population will increase. That makes it more difficult over time to decrease it through a hunt. At some point, if we can't decrease this population through a hunt, we'll have to change tactics and change to more of what Montana does in particularly. The aspect of not concurring, my understanding is that they probably will not appoint a committee, and so what that does is then the bill dies. And I know there's a lot of stress between the two bodies in the past few years. I don't know if you remember last year on the very last day we stormed out of here and did a caucus. Democrats and Republicans all joined together in a caucus, and we ranted and expressed frustration at some of the things that go on down that hallway. And I'm not sure I can, even if they did appoint a committee, I'm not sure if I can talk into them. I've already sort of burnt most of my bridges. If you see the primary sponsor, him and I had a pretty heated discussion on the integrity of this institution. And he did not, I disagree with how they're conducting their business down the hall. But at the same time, we do need this bill, and I would ask you to concur. By not concurring, you're just playing into, they boxed us in, that there's no way around it. Sometimes you play a game and the other person boxes you in and you learn to move on and you look for the next time. I ask you to concur.
We're voting to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 41. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingrey.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Yagi,
Kasparik, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Wallace.
No.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Pieperinen, aye to no. Walters, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 11 no.
On your vote, you have voted to concur with some rather bizarre amendments to House Bill 41. The next message for our consideration, we'll see what they did on this one. The next message for our consideration is message number 435 on House Bill 177. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move concurrence on message 435 on House Bill 177. On page 2, line 5, we have some cleanup language to specify that these changes would be continual after the 15-16 year. On page 5, line 20, there was a more specific delineation of what kind of circumstances would allow for a waiver. I don't see any problem with any of that language. On page 2, we have page 2, line 15. What the Senate did that primarily changed the bill and actually expanded the bill was to allow for foreign language to be taken in place of the career and technical education language, the essentially the expansion of the success curriculum. So it would allow us a senior or a high school student, for example, to, in place of the additional requirements of this bill, take an additional 2 years. So you could take 4 years of a foreign language and meet the same requirement. It's really an expansion. The Senate has an enamoration with foreign language, and we see that once again duplicated in this bill. I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but the sponsor of the bill would like to indulge you.
Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would urge concurrence on these amendments. As we recall from the debate that we had on the floor, the purposes of this bill was to increase rigor on the top levels of the curriculum and provide more options and flexibility on the lower levels of the success curriculum. And this bill, and I think the main amendment, the foreign language amendment, actually provides more opportunities for students. So if you have a student that is really geared towards foreign language, that student would be able to take 4 years of foreign language and get credit towards the scholarship. So the rigor maintains on those top two levels, and it actually provides more opportunities for students. So I believe it's a good amendment. I believe it's a good bill because it makes this wonderful scholarship program that we have, the Hathaway Scholarship, even stronger, provides more opportunities for students. In addition, the colleges across the state, including the university, and their representatives are in favor of this amendment as well, as increase in the opportunity for foreign language is also an increase for college readiness. So I would encourage you to vote yes. Aye on the concurrence. Thank you.
Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not going to suggest you're voting one way or the other, but I certainly want to point out that on page 1, the Robinette double I paragraph provides for a waiver from a success curriculum. This is the first entry of a waiver. The waiver also includes that such waiver, when granted, will be reported to no later than September 1 to the Joint Education Interim Committee. What are you going to do? What's the legislature interim committee going to do? Get a report and say, oh, now we're giving waivers. I object to the business of saying that you've got a success curriculum designed to help the students advance themselves and pay for it in a monetary fashion to a post-secondary education and then turn around and provide a waiver. just doesn't make any sense to me. Hope it doesn't to you.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speaking at the lipstick podium, this is going to affect small and mid-sized districts. By adding the extra 2 years of foreign language that could be put on there, what's going to happen is you're going to see fine arts and you're going to see career and technical education go up against foreign language. If they already have the foreign language, what's going to happen is these districts are going to have to make a personnel decision on whether or not that they they're going to hire another person or just continually to feed one department within the school. I've never liked this bill, but I think that the almost waiver and the adding extra years to the foreign language is just making it worse. The other argument that I made while we were discussing this bill is that foreign language does everything that its proponent says that it does, but it happens in the third and fourth year. This bill promotes that, but at what cost? At what cost of flexibility what you have within your school? So I would urge that you vote against concurrence.
Anyone else for your first time? Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think much what was eloquently stated here in the previous two speakers, but again, I think keep in mind, folks, that we have 12 content areas in the state, and all students have to take part in those 12 content areas and gain proficiency to graduate from our high schools. And so, you know, I oppose this bill the first go-around because I think it takes choices away from students and parents, and now it's in fact, another bizarre amendment that's made the bill worse. And then particularly with the expansion, we already grant certain waivers, very limited, and this provision expands the waiver. So, you know, if we're going to go forward with this bill and support the original House position, I think we at least get together today and talk about it. We're going to be here well into the early evening at the earliest. I mean, we've got time to go meet and talk about this. So this is an important deal, and I think we haven't really fully kind of vetted how this will expand the program. Will there be costs to it? Will it open up other opportunities? So I think more discussion, I think, is needed. So I'm going to vote and urge you to vote no on this concurrence. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Anyone else for the first time? First time. Second time. Representative Crone first, and then Representative Teeters is the sponsor. Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To address those issues that were brought up, first of all, I think it's important that the body's clear that additional language on page 2 is an or. It's not an and. It's not requiring an additional 2 units of foreign language. It's an option that students would have if they wanted to continue foreign language. They would actually have an opportunity to do 4 rather than an and requiring that. I think it's also important to mention that small schools, in testimony, were very supportive of the bill and very supportive of the Senate amendment. So I think that this, once again, provides this opportunity, gives rigor on the top end. We've had so much discussion about this. I just think that the amendment is appropriate. And when we talk about the waiver, if you read that language very, very closely and look at it clearly, it's very limited, and it's very, very small and very precise in terms of when that waiver would be available. And it also has the reporting requirement to the Joint Education Committee. So I think these are good amendments, and I would urge you to vote aye.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to clarify, there is currently a waiver in process right now. I don't know to what extent it's being used. This is, just for the body's edification, I believe somewhat of an expansion of that waiver. You need to know that up front, and not speaking on or against the bill at this point. I do have some concern about the ability to offer the equity of offering these 4 years of foreign language, because I know in our smaller schools we don't have the capacity to do it. But by making it an or instead of an and, I understand that does appease probably most of the concerns. There is an opportunity issue there because some may not be able to do it. just so we all understand what we're talking about, and I'm neither on or against concurrence, but I do appreciate all the conversation we've had today.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 177. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer. Freeman,
no.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller, Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
no.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Halverson, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 30 aye, 30 no.
By your vote, you have failed to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 177. Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If you would join me in welcoming the fifth graders from Paradise Valley Elementary School in Casper, part of my district, and their teacher, Miss Landry. They're down to see what we do here in the legislature. So please join me. They're all about the balcony.
Welcome to the House. We're at that order of business of consideration of joint conference committee reports. The first joint conference committee report is joint conference committee report number one on Senate file 75. Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on the Joint Conference Committee report for Senate File 75, the Honor Farm Horse Program, and ask for your positive consideration. In the conference committee, you will see that we adopted two of the House amendments. The first one is the amendment that we passed, which deleted the provision for eight out-of-state horses at the honor farm. So that deletion stands. And then the other House amendment that was adopted was kind of a technical change, just a change of a statute number to the correct number. We deleted the amendment that gave the Livestock Board the ability to send estrays to the honor farm. And then we further amended the engrossed copy. You'll see that on page 2, line 20, where we inserted some language so that it now says that on line 16, that sentence starts because of the amendments that were adopted before the deleted line 15. So if any state correctional facility operates a program involving the use, purchase, training, or sale of wild horses, the program shall not use any wild horse which was not initially captured or found within the boundaries of the state. And then what we added in this committee, or in this conference, was or within the boundaries of a BLM horse management area contiguous to the state. So that means if there are wild horses gathered in a HMA that is just across the border of the Pryor Mountains or down in the southwest part of the state, it's likely that those horses could be running partially in Wyoming. So even if they're gathered on the other side of the state line, those horses could go to the Honor Farm. And that's the extent of it, and I would stand for questions and ask for your positive vote.
Anyone for their first time? First time. Representative Campbell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm opposed to this bill. The Honor Farm has a very successful horse program, helping the residents of the Honor Farm. And I think we are micromanaging the Honor Farm by passing this bill. And so I will ask for a no vote on this and possibly eliminate the bill. Thank you.
Representative Wanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I certainly signed the conference committee report. Two of the amendments for the House made were positive. The third one I didn't agree with, that we took out the right to ship in animals from other states. I don't think it's, you know, the most important bill of the session at all, so I would submit to you that if we wanted to go back to a second conference committee on it, we certainly could. I know the other body certainly supports putting gun rights on bills, and so we could certainly add an amendment on this thing to show the House also supports Second Amendment rights if we wanted to go back to a second conference committee. But I did sign on to the concurrence report and just wanted to state my original objection to the bill. We made it a little bit better, but you know, vote your conscience, but this one, it does kind of micromanage a program that's been working very well for the last 10 years, if not longer, and I don't think it's a necessity in this session if for us to approve the concurrence.
Anybody else for their first time? First time. Second time. Chairman Wallace, or Vice Chairman Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just point out to you that currently in the horse management areas inside the state of Wyoming, the Bureau of Land Management is required to maintain those numbers at what they call appropriate management levels. That's supposed to keep those numbers of horses in ecological balance so that those lands can be used for multiple purposes. In each year, because these wild horse herds will double in population every 4 years if they are not removed from those lands. That means that BLM is generally required to remove somewhere between, I think the number is 1,200 and 1,500 head of horses per year. Now realize that the Honor Farm program can only hold, I think it was 225 or somewhere in that neighborhood of horses, and all the room that they have to handle those horses at any given point in time. So obviously my point is there's more than enough horses that need to come off of the ranges of Wyoming to supply that program with all the horses that they can stand. The other thing that I would remind you of, which was mentioned in earlier testimony, is that Wyoming is the only state that has these wild horse management areas within our borders who has had a consent decree with the federal government for, I think, 10 years, and maybe longer. And that consent decree requires the BLM to maintain those AMLs in Wyoming to protect our wildlife and our livestock industry. That consent decree ends this year. And BLM has already made it known that they have no intention of renewing it. What this is going to do is it's going to force the state likely to have to go back to court in order to protect our rangelands. So that's the main reason for passing this bill, to say we have more than enough wild horses that need to come off the ranges in Wyoming. This is the program where they should go. We shouldn't be accepting horses out of California or Nevada or any other state when we have a great need in this state and a program to deal with it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee number report number 1 to Senate File 75. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Slickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 50 aye, 10 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 75. The next message, the next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 83. Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Folks, this is the Medicaid fraud recovery, and you might remember that I stuck in a few amendments on this bill. The good news is that the Senate, during conference, I'd move the adoption of the Joint Conference Committee report and ask for your aye vote. Essentially, the Senate adopted every one of our amendments, and there were a couple minor cosmetic things that we had to fix. We put in where a transgressor violates the Medicaid rules. He had to cooperate, and they changed that to substantially cooperate, which I think it's a better terminology. We left in the part where if you're a recipient, you get a kind of a one free pass where you don't have treble damages. They accepted that. They accepted our modifications of reducing the first offense misdemeanor down to 30 days instead of 6 months, and reduce the fine. We clarified where you bring the suit. It has to be where the party either resides, or if it's an out-of-state company that's providing benefits, then it would be here in Laramie County. We reduced agreed to reduce the felony down from 10 years to 5 years, and so all in all, it was the kind of committee we should have more often with the Senate. So I move for your aye vote.
Anyone else for the first time? First time. Second time. Second time prior to the committee chairman. We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 83. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Slickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Filer,
Freeman,
Gay,
Gingery, Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton. Petroff. Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Walters, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Filer, no to aye. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 83. The next conference committee for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 90. Representative Cypherson. Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 90. Folks, if you'll recall, this was a bill regarding the management of institutional lands by the State Board. Land commissioners, good bill, good concept. When we come out of standing committee, we had deleted a section regarding saying that the state land or that the institutional lands would be managed consistent with local ordinance and rules. The testimony when we were in committee was that the state lands doesn't do that. And so we went ahead, deleted that section. It caused a little concern in the Senate. After we explained to them our wisdom on this point, they understood. And then the concern, real concern came up, and what it was if we had transfers between agencies, which I think is something we dealt with like 2 years ago, which is still requires legislative approval, that was a concern. So what you'll see on the report is that we said that the Board of State Land Commissioners shall consult with the local authorities or governing bodies having regulatory authority over the acquired institutional lands prior to authorizing the use of transfer to other agencies. And that's the three amendments to that. I think that's a relatively benign, good resolution of that issue. The point that I now want to bring is your attention to the other component they had a concern with. If you'll recall, if institutional lands were sold, the bill originally had those monies being put into a coffee can for that particular institution. This body had a concern with that. I think it was on a third reading amendment that we voted to establish just one account for all of the institutional lands, and we're talking about three different agencies here. I think we met twice on this particular issue, went back and forth, and what we saw, or what we ended up agreeing to, is that we will use one box, but then three separate cans within that box for those funds. The funds will be able to be used within the agency, and will not just be tied to that specific institution. I feel that it is a good result, because I didn't feel all that strongly about the House's amendment anyway. But I would encourage us, this is a good bill. And I don't want to see this bill die. I hate to see us, put up a fence or a gate to keep flying monkeys out or anything like that. Just go ahead and vote this up and get this bill on the books for us. Thank you.
Anyone else for their first time? First time. Second time. Second time prior to the conference committee chairman. We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 90. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Filer. Freeman. Gay. Gingery. Goggles. Greer. Green. Halverson. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Hutchings. Yagi. Kasparic. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Patton. Paxton. Petroff. Pieperinen. Reeder. Simlick. Summers. Stubson. Teeters. Throne. Wallace. Walters. Watt. Wilson. Winters. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
By your vote, you have voted to, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill or to Senate File 90. The next Conference Committee report for your consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 203, Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could I just have privilege of the floor for a second? Papers are accumulating at this microphone, and I'd like to throw them away if it's okay. If there's anybody that's left something up here that is important to them, otherwise, I'm just going to toss them.
Without objection, it is so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Now I have room to spread out and take care of business. Mr. Speaker, I moved the Joint Conference Committee report on to House Bill 203 and request your concurrence. I feel remiss for some of the misunderstanding around the original concurrence request on this, and I feel a need to go back and explain what the Senate did in the first place and then what we did in the conference report. The Senate added an amendment that said neither the state, and this was in the before we went to joint conference, neither the state nor any agency of the state shall commit to an expansion of eligibility for the Medicaid program prior to April 1st of 2015. Now, here's where the confusion starts. Except for the expansion mandated by the patient protection and affordable care, you know what I mean? Which remains mandatory under the United States Supreme Court decision in the National Federation of Independence versus Sebelius. So then they went back and added another amendment. They removed the date certain, which was April 1st of 2015, added another amendment which said without prior approval of the legislature. So that is the amendment that I feel needs further explanation. The first thing is that there are some things that are mandatorily being moved from one program to another. For instance, SCHIP. It is a program that the state already participates in. We already pay part of it. And now some of those children will mandatorily be moved to Medicaid. That is not the Medicaid expansion that most of us think of in connection with ACA. So that amendment that I did not explain carefully was accurate in the fact that there is going to be some Medicaid expansion, of which the courts there is some mandatory expansion of Medicaid that was not addressed by the courts. And that is those little programs, the SCHIP, very, very low-income adults. That's happening no matter what we do in this body. The amendment, as it was written, and the purpose of the amendment was to slow down or stop the optional expansion of Medicaid. And that's, if you recall the court decision, they said, the Supreme Court said that Health and Human Services could not punish states for not participating. Boy, that was a lot of negatives, wasn't it? So that's the optional expansion. This amendment was set to stop the optional expansion. The first time it said date certain, the second time it said without prior approval of the legislature. So I think that's where the major confusion came up in the concurrence. So in the conference committee, what we did on Section 5 is that we deleted that Senate amendment, or that sentence out of that Senate amendment, and we replaced it with this: no further expansion of eligibility for Medicaid shall occur without prior approval from the legislature. Now, if you look at the conference committee report, it shows a lot of other things that we did keep in that Senate amendment. And so if you look at the conference report, if I could refer you to page 6 after line 20, the number of people enrolled in the Medicaid via application through the portal for Medicaid enrollment in the exchange, the cost per enrollee, this is dealing with the study of insurance exchange. That's the name of the bill, and that's what this is doing, studying the exchange. When you go on the exchange to buy insurance, one of the things that it will determine is if you are Medicaid eligible. Under Wyoming law today, there is not an expansion group, but there are people that are very, very poor, people that are pregnant, people that are children that will be and continue to be Medicaid eligible. And so what we're wanting to know, as we study the health insurance exchange that the federal government is setting up in our behalf, is we want to know how many people are going to go onto Medicaid rolls because of the exchange. So it's not about expansion of Medicaid. It's about what we are studying in this exchange bill. And the other thing that it was on the second page of the conference report, where it says line 8 after, or page 8 after line 16, it says whether the state could improve the Medicaid application and enrollment process through the exchange in a state operated or a partnership exchange. So if through our studies we decide to go to a different type of exchange, will we want to keep Medicaid enrollment or eligibility determination through that portal that is a part of the exchange? I would urge your concurrence with this. This bill is extremely important to be able to study the health benefit exchange. That is the purpose of this bill. That's what this bill does, is it studies it in all of its parts and functions, including some of the parts and functions that the federal government has included in our state, in our federal facilitated exchange. And part of that is Medicaid eligibility determination. So I would urge you to vote aye on concurrence of this report. Thank you.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think you will notice that I did not sign the conference report, and the reason I didn't sign the conference report is we've essentially conceded yet again to the position from the other body when they're playing games by tacking on amendments that don't belong on the bill. And in particular, Section 5 has absolutely no place in this bill. And worse, I don't know, I think my English teacher would have marked a big red line through this if I'd written language like this way back in high school, because I have no idea what further means in the context. Further from what? Further expansion? It has absolutely, it just doesn't make sense with this language tacked on here. The bill doesn't make sense. The question of Medicaid expansion is unrelated to the health insurance exchanges. It's just another statement that doesn't belong. And frankly, you know, do we really even need to create another select committee to study something that's been studied ad nauseum? So I would urge you to vote no.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative Wilson, then Representative McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would urge you to vote aye. I know there are a lot of people that are not happy with the federal government's imposition of this whole exchange system and all on the states. However, during this session, we set up a select committee to bring people together to study when the federal government imposes laws and regulations on us having to do with natural resources, because that's so important to our state, and we thought it was worth studying what the federal government is trying to do to us so that we can protect our citizens. In my mind, this is really the very same thing. The federal government has set up this concept of exchanges. We're not doing our own, but there will be a federal exchange whether we like it or not, and I think it's incumbent upon us to, on behalf of our citizens, our neighbors, our constituents, to have people monitoring what is going on with the exchanges, how this affects our people, so that we can react appropriately. It doesn't have anything to do with whether you like the exchange concept or not, or whether you like the Medicaid thing that they did. What I think we need to do is study, watch, monitor what the federal government's decision, what the impact of that is on our citizens. It is important for us to know what effect that has and how that will affect our neighbors. We really need to have this study so that we can react appropriately. Please vote yes.
Representative McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was part of that conference committee, and I did sign on to this. Once again, just a reminder, this is a study bill. This is not a bill to increase anything. We're looking at simply studying whether health exchanges will work. Yes, there was some language added to it that wasn't very appropriate for this particular bill, and that's why if you look at Section 5, where it simply says no further expansion of eligibility for Medicaid shall occur without prior approval from the legislatures. Isn't that what we started? What we wanted with to start with? We want it controlled by this body, by the bodies here, rather than having an automatic by, say, an agency or some other entity coming in and telling us what we can do on it. We simply said we will approve it if there's anything further to come forth. And so I therefore ask you to vote for this amendment, for this concurrence, and let's get it passed. Thank you.
Representative Filer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think if we look back at House Bill 203, you'll see Health Benefit Exchange Study. I don't think it says Medicaid Expansion Study. So I think this has no room for this bill. Please vote against it. Thanks.
Anyone else for their first time? First time. Second time. Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, this bill makes absolutely no sense. Now we're just playing with language to reach compromise, and at some point it doesn't work anymore. In fact, I think we're tying the hands in ways we don't intend to tie the hands of the folks who have to implement these programs. And again, Section 5 has nothing to do with what the bill was about in the first place. I kind of thought this bill was a good idea when it got started, because we know that the ACA has been found constitutional, and we have to figure out how it's going to work in our state and try and make it work. But now this bill makes no sense. Your interim committee number 10 is going to be looking at all these issues anyway. And it's so flawed now that it's not worth it. So I would urge you to vote no.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I respectfully disagree with the wonderful lady who just spoke. If you go back to the original bill and the heading thereof, it says, an act relating to the administration of government and health insurance exchanges and related functions. One of the functions of the health insurance exchange is to have a computer portal where people can go to buy insurance. One of the related functions is Medicaid eligibility. It absolutely is germane to the bill. It absolutely is a part of the function. It absolutely is something that we want to study so that we understand it. This is going, it's a huge part of our budget. It's not something we want to take lightly. We want to know. We want to be armed with information so that we can make intelligent decisions when we come back next year and decide what it is we're going to do as a state in relationship to health insurance exchanges. I urge you strongly, please vote aye on this concurrence.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate or to House Bill 203. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt a report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer. Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
New.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 41 aye, 19 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 203. The next Joint Conference Committee report... Oh, we need message. We're at that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 450... Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. Speaker, Senate file number 60, Medicaid reform. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. It was ayes 29, noes 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Mr. Speaker.
A minute.
Go.
That it? Okay, Representative Northrup.
Mr. Speaker, having voted on the prevailing side of House Bill 177, I'm giving notice of my intent to ask for reconsideration of the reconcurrence request as of reconvening after lunch.
Now that will be the first order of business is the reconsideration of the concurrence request on House Bill 177 after lunch. And there's notice of that motion. The next Joint Conference Committee report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 60. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the Conference Committee report on Senate File 60 and ask for your favorable consideration. Actually, we had quite a nice conference committee. The Senate was in considerably longer than we were, and so we got all of our amendments worked out and had everything prepared, and they came out, and we just had them sign it. It was great. If you go back to the, what we did was we removed one of the amendments that the House had put on, and we had the fine author of that amendment. The concern was in the third part of the bill, and if you remember, this is the Medicaid reform bill, had three parts. First was medical, second was aging, third was people with developmental disabilities. And so the concern was the process of developing two separate waivers, the comprehensive and the support services waiver, and how that would be done. And so, Mr. Speaker, I apologize. I got papers everywhere. Okay, so what we did was that we asked the department, we deleted the House Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1, which was really prescriptive for the department, for the providers, and very little about the clients. But what the real concern was is how are you going to add 500 people to the waivers with no new money? So here is the amendment that we came up with. The department shall develop a plan to determine the needs of individual clients, placement options, and continuum of care that recognizes change of need and change of circumstances over time. So we feel like that with that formula, the needs of the clients are going to be looked after not only today, but as they age, as their circumstances change. Maybe they're going to stay at home with their parents now, but if a parent dies, that's when circumstances change. And so with that, I would urge you to vote aye on this conference committee report.
Anyone else for your first time? First time. Second time. We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 60. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Berger. Blake.
No.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman. Coleman, conflict. Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker. Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Excuse.
Larson, excused. Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton. Patton. Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Patton. Patton excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 4 no, 2 excused, 1 conflict.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 60. House will stand at ease for just a second. We're at that order of business at committee announcements. Seeing no committee announcements, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House stand in recess until 2 o'clock.
You've heard the motion. Mr. Majority Whip, did you have an announcement before we voted?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, if I may. Just wanted to announce the majority party will caucus down in B63 in the Hersler building upon recess.
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your minority caucus will be meeting on noon recess in Hersler 1699, and you're all welcome.
Any other announcements? You have heard the motion to recess until 2 p.m. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. House is in recess until 2 p.m.